Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to September 18th of 1977. It's a game against the Cincinnati Reds. The big red machine is still cooking, and it's at Candlestick Park, 24,426 there. But Chris, what makes this day special, it is Willie McCovey Day. Now, McCovey has come back to the Giants from San Diego and the A's, and he's come back in 1977. He's having a big year, but the Giants give him a day. It's Willie McCovey Day.
A great day, Marty, and it was a big day for Giants fans as well as Willie himself. McCovey kind of had given fans already a gift for that year by coming back. A lot of people may remember on opening day, I don't think even the Giants knew just how much Willie was loved. He got a 2 or 3 minute standing ovation when the lineups were introduced. People realized one of our big guys is back, and he could still produce. He had a big year that year, 28 home runs, 80 RBI. There were times he looked like the McCovey of old. One game he had 2 home runs in an inning. I mean, what more could you want?
Well, it was a great day for Giant fans. It's the end of the year. It's 1977. The Giants end up that year 75-87. Now, 78 was a better year for them. Joe Altobelli's the manager. They end up 23 games behind the Dodgers. But here's the lineup on Willie McCovey Day here at Candlestick Park. Pete Rose leads off. Ken Griffey, Sr., Dave Concepcion, Foster Bench, Ray Knight, Dan Driesen, Werner, and Moskow, Paul Moskow, the pitcher. For the Giants, it's Darryl Thomas, Thomason, Madlock, McCovey, Evans, Whitfield, Mark Hill, Johnny LeMaster, and Bob Knepper pitching for the Giants that day. And it's interesting, Chris, I talked to Willie a little bit about Bill Madlock, and Bill Madlock eventually became the second baseman for the Giants, and Willie was the one who convinced him to go play second base, because Madlock was a batting champion for the Cubs, was a third baseman, but Willie convinced him to go to second base so they could get Darryl Evans in the lineup.
I like Bill Madlock. You know, Bill Madlock was a third baseman. But when he came to us, we had Darryl Evans. So I wanted to get all three of us in the lineup. So I talked to Bill Madlock about going to second base. Evans could play third, and we would have all three of us in the lineup. And he agreed to it. Madlock did. So he played second base for us. That gave us a pretty potent lineup.
Willie was a tremendous leader of this ball club. He really was. All right, here's the way the game goes. First inning, no score. No score until the seventh inning. So here's Knepper and Moskow matching zeros on Willie McCovey Day. Werner hits a home run to put the Reds up 1-0 in the seventh. The Reds' eighth, they add another run on a Griffey walk, Concepcion out, Foster an intentional walk, bench a flyout, and Ray Knight gets a base hit. 2-0, Reds, Dan Driesen goes out. Now, the Giants' eighth, they finally break through against Paul Moskow. Gary Thomason gets a double. Madlock a base hit. Now it's first and third. This brings up Willie McCovey, but not this time, Chris.
Willie tried to give the fans what they wanted. And that year, just about every time he came up for a Giants uniform, fans wanted a home run from him because they thought he could hit one pretty much all the time. But not quite, but eventually he would come through.
Well, Willie McCovey tells us about that day.
Yeah, well, Marty, I was fortunate enough that I guess I must have made a good impression here because they really liked me. I liked the city. I stayed here, made it my home. I didn't go back to wherever I came from like most players did. I went out during the off season to different events and was shown in the neighborhoods. So the people liked that. They looked up to that. So that's why I think I became so popular here.
It's great to hear from Willie, and Willie, thank you so much for those words. Well, McCovey, as Chris said, pops up to second to the catcher. Darryl Evans gets a base hit to make it 2-1. Terry Whitfield gets on in an error by the shortstop. This brings up Mark Hill, who hits a sacrifice fly, and now it's 2-2. And Jack Clark hits into a fielder's choice to end the inning. 2-2, going to the bottom of the ninth. Giants ninth against Pedro Borbón, as Willie will tell us, a very, very tough pitcher.
Pedro Borbón was a pretty good hitter, and he was a character, too. So he was the type of guy you like to get hits off of.
Harris starts it off with a fly ball to right. Darryl Thomas a base hit. Gary Thomasson flies out to left. Two out, and Madlock comes up again. Base hit, first and third. And this brings up Willie McCovey with a winning run on third. Two out. His mother in the stands, 90% of the people who are there are to see Willie McCovey on this amazing day. And McCovey does not disappoint, Chris. He slices a base hit to left field off of Pedro Bourbon. The winning run scores, and the Giants win it 3-2.
You know, I'm willing to wager that a couple of those Cincinnati players like Pete Rose and Johnny Bench, is the veterans, as great as of competitors as they were, probably maybe inwardly smiled because, you know, there was so much respect for Willie McCovey around the league, around the major leagues. Everybody had to be happy for that kind of result.
Well, it was a great game, 24,426 there, 2 hours, 29 minutes. Bob Knepper goes the whole way, Chris. 9 innings, 5 hits, a couple of runs, gave up that one home run, 6 walks and 7 strikeouts. He threw a lot of pitches in his time, but he usually completed what he started, and the Giants do win the game. Willie McCovey's mother is there. McCovey, who was the judge of the kangaroo court for the Giants, and Willie McCovey tells us so many great moments of his career, and Willie tells us a lot about this game as well.
The Padres had given up on me and stopped playing me, and I told them that I wanted to come back to the Giants, but instead they sent me to Oakland for that last couple of weeks of the season, and I didn't sign my contract. Chubb Feeney talked me into going and signing a contract and playing out the season with Oakland. And they said, next year, then you can go back to the Giants, and which happened. So I went back to spring training with the Giants that year, made the team in spring training. Rest is history. One comeback player of the year.
Well, that's it, Chris. Another great game in Giants history. It's Willie McCovey Day. They honor McCovey, and he comes through. How perfect. With a base hit against Pedro Bourbon to win the game for the Giants in the bottom of the ninth.
Yet another reason why people will always hold Willie in high regard. It was an athletic deed, you know, to do what he did, but I think a lot of people, you know, they personalize that kind of thing. They think, you know, Willie did it for us, and he didn't want people to be disappointed, and he wanted to come through for them, as corny as it sounds, and he did.
And the fans loved him. You know, everyone knows the story about Mays coming to San Francisco from New York, but McCovey and Cepeda were the homegrown guys, and this was the way to show their appreciation for him. So that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.